I don't know when the Lord will return and gather up his church and bring judgment upon the earth. I don't think anyone knows that. But God has given us some indications of what will happen at the end of the age. And when Jesus, the crucified Lamb, displayed with his wounds in heaven at that great worship service, took the scroll from the one who sat upon the throne and began to break the seals, then comes the outline of what happens at the end of the age. And it tells us a story of warfare and famine and pestilence and death and great natural disasters. And I think describes a asteroid or some sort of large meteorite that crashes into the earth and brings great natural upheaval. And we also see in heaven under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God, and they cried out with a loud voice, saying, "How long, O Lord, holy and true, do you not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth?" And the Lord gave them an interesting answer. He said that they should rest for a little while, for there were others who were going to share in their death and should be killed, and the number of them was not yet fulfilled. And so there is a great persecution that is going to come upon the church at the end of time. And John looked up into heaven, and he beheld, and there was a great multitude, which no man could number. Chapter 7, verse 9 of Revelation. After this, I looked, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, "Salvation to our God, which sits upon the throne, and unto the Lamb." And all the angels stood around the throne, and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshiped God, saying, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be under our God forever and ever. Amen." And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, "What are these which are arrayed in white robes? And where did they come from?" And I said, "Sir, you know." And he said unto me, "These are they which came out of great persecution, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sits on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of water, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes." You see, I don't quite trust that theology which says that we're all going to be taken out of the trouble or the persecution at the end of the age. I think the church is going to have to endure a great deal. A great crowd, a huge crowd, which no one can number. Where did they come from? They came out of the great persecution. Thlipsis is the Greek word which is used here, which means literally pressure, persecution. Let us pray for strength. Let us pray for that measure of the Holy Spirit and the love of God, that we may wash our robes in the midst of persecution and make them white in the blood of the Lamb. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I don't know your plans. I just know what's in the Bible. I don't know what's in your mind, but I know this, that whatever comes my way, I will serve you. Help me, O Lord, that I may stand firm and strong in these last days, not to be distressed when it seems that evil people have won the day and that Satan is gaining such a foothold in this world, but knowing and having confidence in your mercy and in your justice and your judgment that will come upon the earth. In Jesus' name, amen.